This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. In the world of the Navy, there's an interesting phrase they use. It's unusual. It's loose lips sink ships. Have you ever heard of it? It's an old statement going back a long time, a warning to the men in the Navy not to give information to the enemy that might lead to sinking their ship. In other words, unguarded speech can give useful information to the enemy. Now, I reckon that's a pretty good illustration about the need to be careful with gossip. Now, gossip can be very destructive and hurtful, especially if you're on the receiving end of some very malicious or false news about yourself. And you wonder, where did that come from? And there's a good definition of gossip, and that is gossip is saying something, even if it's true, with the intent to cause personal harm. And by that definition, I guess we're all guilty of passing on information which, while it might be true, it's not really necessary. It's not helping anyone. So it's best not to say anything rather than be a gossip. So have you been on the receiving end of hurtful talk? It's not good. It seems that gossip is one of the most common problems in the workplace because discussion can easily turn to gossip and it becomes a destructive and a bad relationship killer. And it really happens more than we realize. So what I'm saying today is there's nothing good at all about gossip. It hurts the person under gossip and those who share it. Unfortunately, today it's all over the place on mobile phones, text messages, emails, Facebook. But it's not just through technology, but it happens in our homes, with our neighbours, as I said, in our work. It happens in small groups and the list goes on and on. So gossip is all over the place. And I think we need to see what does God's word, the Bible, actually say. And the book of Proverbs has some fairly specific things to say, and I'm going to read them. Proverbs 11:13, a gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy man keeps a secret. Proverbs 16:28, a perverse man stirs up dissension and a gossip separates close friends. And there's chapter 20, verse 19 of Proverbs, a gossip betrays a confidence, so avoid a man who talks too much. And then I like this one, Proverbs 26:20, without wood a fire goes out, without gossip, a quarrel dies down. I think a good question to ask, if I'm talking about someone, why am I doing it? Is it to help them or make myself look good or feel good? Rick Warren had a definition of gossip. He said, when we are talking about a situation with someone who is neither part of the problem or part of the solution, then he said we are probably gossiping. Now, when you think about words, the statistics from people who know say we speak about 1/5 of our entire lives. We spend 1/5 of our lives talking. And the average person has about 30 conversations a day. So that would fill up, in 1 year, 66 books of 800 pages a book every year. So you see, there are lots of opportunities to make mistakes. It's really nobody's friend, is it? And then back to Proverbs, and in chapter 18:21, it's a strong statement here. Words can bring death or life. Talk too much and you will eat everything you say. Why is it such a serious thing? Well, I think because people's reputations can actually be destroyed within seconds. So try and avoid people who share gossip. Don't give them the opportunities to spread it around. Don't respond, even innocently to questions about opinions of other people. And sometimes people set traps for you, don't they? Change the topic whenever you see a conversation that leads to gossip. And you could say, look, you'd prefer not to talk unless that person is actually there with you. And in the New Testament, it was James who said that with God's power and God's strength, we can go a long way towards taming the tongue. And David has the prayer, set a guard over my mouth in Psalm 141. Keep a watch, Lord, over the door of my lips. Let not my heart be drawn to what is evil. Well, God can actually help us. And we could say, Lord, set a guard over my mouth. Lord, watch my lips so that what I say doesn't lean towards evil. Amen.